Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thanks very much for joining us. Welcome back. And I want to launch into my next guest, and she is Heather Cloward. And Heather is a real estate professional here in Orange County. And she works together. So they have a mother-daughter team. Nancy and Heather Cloward comprise one of Southern Orange County's most qualified partnerships. They strive to deliver the industry's best in platinum one-on-one customer service. They have a long list of satisfied customers, and they've been involved in the real estate business for quite a few years. We're going to talk about the local real estate situation here in Orange County and what it's like to be in that business with Heather. So, Heather, welcome to the show, and thanks very much for joining us today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure. Thanks very much. So tell us a little bit about you and your mom and your background and how you all got into the real estate business. What's the story?
Sure, absolutely. So my mom has been selling real estate for probably over 25 years now. So I grew up with it. My dad was a firefighter when I was growing up, so he was always gone 48, 72 hours at a time. So whenever he was gone, mom would always take me with her on her appointments. So whether it be like open houses, listing appointments, showings, I was always there. So I grew up with it and I just love it. And it's always changing. You know, the market's changing, the agents are changing, everybody's kind of evolving. But so we kind of work really well together. We offer different things, you know, as far as whether it be marketing or whether it's just both of us being there for a client. If someone has to be at a showing at one house and we have an open house somewhere else, I mean, that's why it's great to have a team because we can be multiple places at one time.
It's important. You're always on call. You never know when that call is going to come along when you're selling big ticket items like real estate, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so being part of a team is important. And tell us a little bit how the structure has changed. I mean, we hear a lot about there's a lot of people wanting to purchase with cash. There's a lot more transactions that are, we've gone from a place where it's kind of like been from famine to feast again, it seems like. What's the environment like now?
Yeah, home prices have gone up. We've actually seen pending home sales in South Orange County up 16.7% in March over last month, and that's up an additional 15% from March of last year. So with low inventory, you know, we have to get our sellers the highest price for the house, but yet we also, when you're working with buyers, you want to get them the best deal. So you kind of have to play this delicate dance. But definitely the market has gone up. Interest rates are at almost a record all-time low. They actually hit an all-time low in 2012, and that was just slightly over 3%. So they're supposed to be kind of going up. So even though interest rates are really, really low, inventory is really low, and home prices are going up, it's still a great time to buy, whether it be selling your house and whether it be, you know, moving up, moving down, or whether it be renters coming into the market, the first-time home buyers. It's now cheaper to buy a house than it is to rent.
Yeah, and I know there's a lot of new rental inventory being built. It seems like the local builders are onto something there, and there are a few neighborhoods that are still going up, but mostly we're in a low inventory situation, so that's going to bode well for the person who wants to sell their house. And for a buyer, of course, a lot of people now are starting to see their jobs are more steady. They're back to full employment in a lot of cases, so they're looking at pulling the trigger now before interest rates go up. What is the outlook for the interest rate environment from the real estate industry?
the interest rates are supposed to be on an uptick here shortly. So, you know, it's hard to say. The interest rates are not predictable because it depends on the bond market. So whatever the bond market does is what interest rates are going to do. But like I said, it's supposed to be on an uptick. We have gone up since 2012. You know, back in 1981, we did hit an all-time record high for interest rates at just over 18%. So 3% is very good for an interest rate. And like I said, it is cheaper to own a home than it is to rent.
It makes an amazing impact on a big ticket purchase like a home. So with your team, and did I pronounce your name correctly? Is it Cloward?
Yes.
Okay, Cloward. And so the Cloward team, what makes you guys different? What makes you guys the preferred team out there to work with over other real estate professionals?
Oh, absolutely. Well, like I said, there is two of us. And so we do have a lot of experience, over 25 years of experience, but we are great at negotiating. We keep up with current market trends, and we assure each and every buyer and seller the best experience that they can have. We try and make it a fun process because I know it can be a stressful process, especially since most of the time it's people's biggest investment. So it's not something that I take lightly. I mean, there's a lot that goes into it as far as like contracts and appraisals and agents and escrow officers and lenders and inspectors. So we want to make sure that we hold our clients' hands throughout the whole process and make it fun at the same time because we don't want them to stress out. It's no fun when people are stressing out.
Yeah.
So,
and
one of
the benefits of being in the market for a long time is that I'm sure you're very well networked, because a lot of times people need other people to come in and, you know, do different things like inspections and maybe fixing up the house, or just a variety, I'm sure, of different household type of professionals that would come in. So have you been networked very extensively? You have a deep bench on your network?
Absolutely. We have a huge network, and it's also great to have that big network, whether it be, you know, appraisers or inspectors or escrow officers. We kind of provide all that information to our clients to take that stress off of them so they're not worried about it. But it's also great at the same time when you have a really good relationship with other agents, because I can find out from other agents if they have inventory coming on the market that may not be on the market yet, so I can get a buyer in beforehand and maybe seal the deal before it even hits the market, which is great. Or if you're in multiple offers with an agent and you know them really well and they like you, oftentimes they're willing to work with you at a cheaper price for your buyer, because they know it's going to work out well, they know your buyer's not going to cancel, and they know it's going to be an easy escrow.
That's great. So your reputation and experience helps you to negotiate better terms with some of the other vendors, some of the other vendors you need to pull in, because they know it's going to be hassle-free, kind of, they know by reputation it's going to go well.
Absolutely, absolutely.
That's great. So do you have a certain area that you specialize in geographically? If someone wants to sell a home, when's the, you know, what's a good area for them to know that you're the dominant players in that marketplace?
Yeah, we definitely specialize in South Orange County. That's kind of, like I said, where we specialize. We do other areas as well if our buyers or sellers take us there. And like I said, we work with first-time home buyers to experienced sellers and buyers to investors. So we do a wide range, but like I said, that comes with the 25 years of expertise and knowledge that we have. We didn't just build this huge area overnight.
Let me ask you a question. If someone is contemplating, let's say they're listening in Chicago, Illinois, and it's cold and rainy right now in Chicago, Illinois, and they're saying, I want to move somewhere in Southern California, but I'm not sure if I want to move to L.A. or North Orange County or South Orange County. Why would you say that they would love living in South Orange County?
You know, I love South Orange County, but I've lived elsewhere as well, and I don't think I can sell South Orange County to anybody. I think it has to be where they feel most comfortable, because I would never pressure anyone into buying any property. Just like if I walk into a house and I know it's not a good house and it's not a good investment, I will tell the clients, I won't sell this house to you. If you want this house, you can go to somebody else and buy it. So,
okay, but if somebody says, why do you like living in South Orange County?
Why do I like living in South Orange County? Well, I like the people. I like the weather. I like the location. I mean, there's so many benefits. You have everything so close here, whether it be the ocean, the lakes, the mountains, the desert. I mean, we're right here, and it's just beautiful. You can't go wrong.
It is a beautiful area. It really is a gorgeous area to live. And it sounds like you have your hands full with a lot of buyers and sellers out there. If someone were to say, how do I best get ready if I'm getting ready to look at a house? How should they get ready for that situation?
Get ready as far as selling it or showing it?
Well, let's start with if you're talking about selling or showing, let's talk about that. What should a homeowner be thinking about months before they contact a realtor?
I think that, mainly it's just they need to know what their plan is, what their goal is, what they want to achieve with selling the house, whether it be, upsizing, downsizing, moving locations, staying in the same school district. They need to figure out what their plan is, and then once they know that, then we can come in and help them accomplish that goal. But you also want to take into consideration the way that a house looks or that it shows. So, whether it be staging the house or bringing in stuff to make it look a little nicer or taking stuff out if there's too much stuff. And you want to make the house on the inside and outside look good, because houses that don't show well have a hard time selling and don't sell as fast as ones that do.
Okay, so there's a lot to think about. And is that something that if someone were to call you up, that you would come over and take a look and make some recommendations and suggestions to put their best foot forward?
Absolutely. I do it all the time. And I even help out with, decluttering houses or staging or gardening by putting in flowers or painting. I mean, whatever needs to be done, we're very hands-on with everything, and I have no problem helping out with that. Same thing with people will come to me and be like, we're thinking of selling and we're thinking of maybe redoing the kitchen or redoing bathrooms. What do you think is going to get us the most money out of the house or anything at all? So every house and every client and every situation is so different. That's why you need an expert to come in and help you through the process.
Yeah, and it sounds to me like you and your mom are a cut above in that Nancy and Heather Cloward really care about the person behind the transactions. It's not just selling a house. This is helping you show it the best, have the best result, get the best price, and feel really good about the whole transaction. I can tell you all really care about your clients. So it's a real pleasure to have you on. How do our listeners find out more about your services and get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You can always go on to our website, which is www.theclowardteam.com, or the best way to reach us is also by phone. So you can call us at 949-228-4523. Or you can also send us an email as well, which would be heatherclowerd@me.com.
Okay, very good. Well, Heather Cloward, thanks very much for joining us today. I really appreciate you coming on, and I wish you the best of luck, and I hope our listeners who are contemplating selling their home or maybe buying a home down in South Orange County will contemplate giving you a call and getting that first-class service that you afford. Thanks very much.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.